the sugi that we've been learning right before the Mishnah and Daf Mem and Beis, what constitutes a bracha. Rav and Rav Yochanan seem to have machlokas. According to Rav, a bracha needs haskaras Hashem. Without that, it's not a bracha. Rav Yochanan says it needs malchus. Rishonim explain, meaning you need malchus kachara as well as haskaras Hashem. That's part of the definition. And Baya brought a raya like Rav because of a drasha on the pasuk in Kisavo by Bidui Meiser, Lavarti Mitzach B'Loshachachti, and we mention Haskaras Hashem, we don't mention Malchus based on the drasha. And Rav Yochanan, the Gemara's words that we have are, he's Magia the Braisa, Tani, Tani, B'Loshachachti, Waski Shimcha, Malchuska Olav. As was noted, I pointed out yesterday after Shir that this is not everyone's gear, so Tosus apparently didn't have that with those last words. So Tosu says that Rav Yochanan would answer up that he doesn't have to mention every detail, but really he requires Malchus as well. We noted earlier in the Gemara that Rachmana is a good bracha. You had Vinyamin Raya, the Dieved, he's Yotzei, that's what Rav said. What about Rav Yochanan? So Rav Yochanan would require that he said not just Rachmana, Lucha Rachmana counts for Haskaras Hashem, but you have to mention Malchus, and that's why when you see Shulchan Aruch, at least in one place, it mentions Rachmana along with Malchus. Strangely enough, in the other two places, the Shulchan Aruch only mentions Rachmana without Malchus. One of the three places in Shulchan Aruch where we mention that Brich Rachmana works, so we have it by Hamotzi, as we saw. We have it by the first Bracha Brich HaSamazon. There's a second Shita brought, based on the fact that you may need a second Baruch at the end. And then finally, in Hilchis Brich HaSagomel. Just want to mention a Mar Mokom, by the way, on that Gemara in Birchas HaGomel, which is in the last parak. So it's actually Tosus Kasha on that Gemara, that Nun Dalet Amidez. There's a whole shaila in the gears of Tosus, though. You read Tosus at first glance, very strange, at least the end of it. Okay, the Gemara has the story on the bottom of Nun Dalet Amidez of Yehuda was sick and he got healed, and he was visited by B'chanan Bagitar, Rabbanan, the Talmidim, and they said, if you want from the bottom, Rich Rachmana diyavech nalan v'lo yavech ha'afra. So they offered a bracha. He responded, obviously, amen to that. They thanked Hashem, Rich Rachmana, that you Hashem gave us back to gave you back to us, and not nebach to be buried. So he said, Amaluhu patartun yasi miladuye. Yeah, and it goes on to say that you had 10 people and you had amen. So everything therefore is covered, because he responded amen to the bracha. So he said, with this, I don't have to make my own birchas hagomel. What was the nusach that they said? Brich rachmana diyavach nalon. And as we know, that's kapaskin and shulchan aruch. But notice what Tosus says on the bottom of the last Tosus on the page. The yimtoma, Tosus asked the kasha, who could have put this on the marmakomos, you can add it on for yourself. V'aminan bracha she'en b'malchus en a bracha. In other words, all you have here is brich rachmana. But you haven't mentioned, they haven't mentioned Malchus. In other words, and Shitas of Yochanan is that you need Malchus, right? Let's start Tosus Teretz. At first, it sounds makes sense. The issue of Rav Yehuda, Chaya mitalmidei deRav. In other words, this is a story, right? Rav Yehuda Chalash, he's the one that's being Yotzei with the Birchas HaGomel when he answered Amen, what they said. They said Rachmana without Malchus. But Rav holds all the all that you need is Haskaras Hashem. Okay, so therefore, the Rav Sabah le'el perakes mevarchin to go be in el Haskaras Hashem. Okay, stop Tosus right now. I have no problems. Tosus very nice, very very geschmack. In other words, Shitas Rav is all you need Haskaras Hashem. You don't need Malchus. How do we hold? That's a separate story. Tosa starts off by saying by us, maybe hold like Rav, because Abai is a kapasid Rav and Stavra. The Tosa says further, the Rav Paskin is like Yochanan, the Seder, we'll pass on Yochanan if we need to. But the story itself makes sense, and if you're going to bring the Shulchan Aruch, Paskin is halacha, so then we would have what it says in Shulchan Aruch, which we had again in Reish Yutes, right, when it's brought there. The Chenem Amma, Brich Rachmana, Malka Di Oma, Di Yavach Lan, Va'ana Amen Yatsa. What do you have after this in Tosus? The lo be'inan el haskaras Hashem, O Malchus, Rachmana Hainu Malchus. Bizarre, no? Tosha says, "Dulo be'in elas kurs Hashem o malchus." If you read those words, it's changing everything now that we know as of now. In other words, that you need either as kurs Hashem o malchus rachmana haynu malchus. What's going on there? You give a teretz. Rachmana is Hashem Hashem. What?
So they're
magia. What are they magia?
Osham rebrichach when a malka the alma.
I mean, the whole thing is totally different.
Yeah. Yeah.
The answer is, he said that, which is, okay, look at the Masha and the Rush. I mean, just a little bit more, you see on this, the Masha, on this basis. Dulo be'in elas kurs Hashem o malchus, this is the gear that he had, like we have in the Rahmana, haino malchus, lesa hasamachi. It doesn't say that in our Gemara. We're holding his Havach. We're Mamash holding. We saw the Gemara. Does it say, O Malchus? In our Gemara? That's Kurs Hashem. Ela de Mashma Hassan Drachman Hai Birchas Hashem. The Rav Nami Lo Kamar Hassan Debai El Birchas Hashem. Then became Bipshitas Habri Lutruz. He said, Drachman Hai Birchas Hashem. So Masha basically throws up his hands. He says, I don't know what those words mean at the end of Tosis. Or Malchus? That's Kurs Hashem. It's Kurs Hashem. It's Kurs Hashem. And that's Rachmana. And that's it. So Masha basically says that's not a sugya at all. Okay, so that's good. You look in the Rush, in the ninth parak. So it's in Siman Aleph in the middle. He's talking about all the special brachas mentioned in parak Haroah, and he says you need to have Shem Malchus, and without that it's not a bracha. So there is a comment of the Vadan Yantif. Os, but is it Tiber Chamudas? I think maybe it's, is it Tiber Chamudas or is it Madani Yantif? Let me check. In Madani Yantif, Os Hey. Os Hey. So the Rush quoted that the Kol Brachas Imba Malchus in a Bracha. Kol bracha she'ein ba shem ein a bracha. Kol bracha she'ein ba malchus ein a bracha. So he quotes the Tosus and he brings what Tosus says. Where you know, Tami the Rav. The Rav svibale dlo be'inan elas kars Hashem o malchus. Rachmana haynu as kars malchus. So first of all, he says, where did Tosfos get this from? That Rav holds Oshem O Malchus. He says, apparently there's Yerushalmi like that. But what it doesn't say in Yerushalmi is that Rachmana cancels Malchus. In other words, part of what Tosfos says might have another marker somewhere. That Rav would suffice with one or the other. Okay? But what it doesn't say is Rachmana is Malchus. That's not the divine who had no shame. What is Rachmana? Rachmana is shame. That's Binyamin Raya. L'chein yerolida kol tos sefer hu min o malchus. So this is what I think you're in other words, you just take out the end of the Tosfos. That's why parentheses. Okay, so then everything's back to what we want, except that there is maybe a makor in Yerushalmi that Rav would allow one or the other. But l'maisa, what is Rachmana? Put it back to what we assumed. Rachmana is Shem Hashem. So that's a little bit more in the details. Again, the diuk of the Shulchan Aruch is striking. That the Shulchan Aruch says in Reish Yutes, Brich Rachmana Malka Di Alma, by Gomel. And by the other two places, when it tells you that Yotze with Brich Rachmana, both in, again, is in Kuf Pei Zayin by Brich HaSamazon, and then also Kuf Samach Zayin by Hamotzi, in both places, Brich Rachmana. Actually, wait. In Hamotzi Brich Rachmana Malka, Murray. That's fine. Oh no. So what second? Did I make a mistake? L'chore in Shulchan Aruch does say Rachmana Malka. Yeah. Maybe I take back. I thought that it was what? Okay. What? So what's different? Malka the Alma. Okay. That's the only. That was the deal. Okay. See, Malka is the Malka the Alma. Malcha Olam. That was the shadow that Tosfos raised. A few did melcha olam levad ena malchus, Tosa says. And that's interesting, because in Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't say malka di olma all three times. It only says malka di olma by Gomel. That was what the Bir Halacha talked about, that we saw in, was it Reish Yudalit, from the Evan HaOzer, that maybe HaOlam is not Ma'akev, Tosis says it is, but interesting, Diuk and Shulchan Aruch, it mentions HaOlam only by Gomel, not by the other two. Ma'akev Yom, it does mention. Okay. Sorry, so I stand corrected on that Nakuda. Yeah, Avi.
I finish Rosh and Tosfos, then I'm going to be reading the Gemara of Yochanan Rishpan Zelov, that Lo Shechisti is Melahas Yoshinefa Umachrisecha, that he's saying that any time that you have a Shem Hashem, we could also use that for Malchus.
What it means is, what Tosfos means is as follows. If Yochanan does not respond in the Gemara, but his answer will be, in other words, what's self-evident, he doesn't have to count. A peddler is selling 20 different items, so he tells you, I'm selling A, B, C, D, E, F. This is what I'm telling you. I'm selling, this is my inventory, right? But the price, it doesn't have to always do that. It gives you something, and you can understand, like a ton of the Shire idea. It doesn't have to mention every list, everything on the list. He says, Askar Hashem, Haske Shimcha, and understand, Shimcha Machuscha. So, Tosfos didn't have it in the Gemara. The Gemara has of Yochanan reading it into the Braisa. Tosfos just says of Yochanan holds it, doesn't have to state it in the first. Okay, implications of all of this, halacha l'maisa. So there is an Aruch HaShulchan that we saw, but as we now see, it's not just Aruch HaShulchan. It's really a number of other achronin who want to take this Gemara in a very interesting way, halacha l'maisa, for a situation of Safek. It is brought in Shulchan Aruch, we saw the Rush quotes this. Person doesn't know whether what bracha to make, he can make shahakal, just as we know shahakal b'diavad is good enough, even pasdiyayin we hold, like of Yochanan, so you can make shahakal if you're in doubt. But there's other situations where you don't know if you're supposed to make a bracha or not, be it bracha rishona, be it bracha achrona. Bracha rishona might have a different aspect to it because of the shayla of safik isha. There was a kid eger that, remember, we once saw in Daf Yudbeis, based on the mashmaos of Tosfos over there, that maybe Safek brachas should not be lahakel because you can't be nana without a bracha. So that's a separate little question. We normally assume it is Safek brachas lahakel. But bracha chrona doesn't even have that consideration. So you don't know. He's drinking tea. Shulchan, it was in the Vardik, he had tea that was part of what they had in Europe, and it sipped it, and it was probably over, maybe over the time that it's Mitzura, could be the one Shtia. Maybe yes, maybe not. So he said, Halacha Maisa Kenani Noheg. So he came up with this chap, said that how can we allow to make a bracha but not be bordering on a shayla of making a Maskar Sashem Levatala? So he said, Brich Rachmana Malka Mari Da Alma, and continues with, Bari Nefesh Ezrab Esachesronan, until Baruch Hei Ha'olam. Again, we don't have to say Chasima, we have Baruch Hei Ha'olam. Now, he points out that there's no problem. Why? Because Bich Rachmana Mari Malka Di Oma is good enough to have for Hasgaras Hashem. Malchus, you'll add Malchus. You have to say Malka Di Oma, fine. And then you'll say the rest of the bracha, and you have a bracha. So if you need a bracha, you have it. You said the word Rachmana. He says, so what? You could say the word Rachmana multiple times. That was how he put it, and it's not called a bracha batal. That was what the Aruch HaShulchan times. This is not just Aruch HaShulchan. It's quoted already. Yeshu quotes others. In the Yeshua and Daf Yudbeis, and that Tosfos with the question of Safek Bracha, mentions that possibility. Chassam Sefer is a little bit hard to pin down. In one place it sounds like he's not happy. Another place it's brought that such a situation happened. The Shalom Bakidish Levana was past his man or not. So again, a situation where, again, you don't know if you can make the Bracha or not. You know, a certain number of days past the molad. So what do you do? Rich Rachmana Malka Mardi Alma Bamamara Bar Shakim. They do have a chasim at the end. I don't know. Okay, but so there's a different number of ways to address this in terms of why maybe it's not appropriate and not perfect eitzah. So maybe we'll do. There's a tshuva of Ikve Eger in Simen Chaf Hei. I'll just give you the Maram Malka. I'm not going to read the whole tshuva. The Shoel also had this assumption. So I'll be at the beginning of the tshuva. Simen Chaf Hei of the tshuva of Ikve Eger. Masha Ratzam Al-Fot Tvasol Chadish Gedina. You wanted to Mechadish, but Misha Nestapik and Berach Umlo. Maybe I made the brach, maybe I didn't. The Kaimon B'Shulchan Aruch Reish test, the Inam Mevarachu b'tchilo b'sof, chutz m'birchas ha-mazon. In other words, the Pesach and Shulchan Aruch is, you don't know if you made the bracha or not, you can't make a bracha misafik, except for what bracha? Which is the Raisa. What? B'rachas ha-mazon, which is the Raisa. But this person, the Sholo, said, Mikom Malkam, Gam B'Shah Brachas, Yachza V'Yivarach, B'Lashon Laz. So make the bracha B'Lashon Laz. L'mashe Kasav Hashach Yoredeya Kuf Ayin Tes. The shame, B'Lashon Chol, Eino Shame. U'muta L'mochkov. So here you have to go with the following question. When is Hasgaras Hashem a problem? L'vatala. So now you also trace it back. When is it called Mechikas Hashem? So the Shach that they quote in Yerodeya Kuf Ayin Tes says, the Shem B'Lashon Chol doesn't count, Umutu L'mochko. The Lashon, Moshe is going to quote this as well. The Shulchan, it's mentioned on the Pesach that the Rama brings on the Din and Sanhedrin in the last paragraph, Daf Kuf Aleph, a person is Lochish Alamaka or a Chole and he spits and he's Kore Pasuk in the Torah, it's considered a terrible thing, El Chegol Maba. But he says it's only when you call your pasuk says Rama Belashon Hakodesh Belashon Laz Lo. That's what he brings from Rashi there in Kuf Aleph and Sanhedrin. So the Shach quotes a Bach that says shouldn't matter, and the Shach defends what's quoted B'Shem Rashi. That's the context there of the Shach. Ich olal daito litchos divi Rashi v'rabo b'dvarim she'enam inin lokan the dvarim shel kodesh haynu inin kedusha kon horal is the dvar Torah asel om Belashon Chol. Av Hashem B'Lashon Kodesh Hu Shem. Av B'Lashon Chol Eino Shem Klal. The Haga Atzlacha. Think about it. Hamuta Rimchos Shem Shenichta B'Lashon Chol. Kigon Gut. 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 Can you erase? So you know sometimes people write G-G. This is the Chumrah that they're concerned about. Against the Shah. In other words, it's a Shaila. So Shem Shenichta B'Lashon Chol. Gut. Oh. Bez Rav Gimel Bug, I know how to pronounce it. Belashon Poland of Russia. Anyone know how is it pronounced? What?
Boga.
Boga. So that means God. So the Kayotze Bezer. So he assumes, the Shach assumes that Mut Mutal Limchos. So Yisimachias Hashem. So that's what the Kedega is quoting from the Shoel, that according to the Shach and Kuf Ayin Tes Yerodeya, the Shem Belashon Chol Ein Hashem Mutal Limchko. Uma the Kaimuan Birchas Amazon Nemer B'Chol Lashon. And can gam b'safik yivarach b'laz the ein b'chashash bracha v'atala v'ein op mishim l'shisa. So the Eger goes on that issue and he disagrees. He says maybe there is a lashon an iser of l'shisa, the lashon laz, and that's what one angle would be. And he says even according to the Shach that's mutal l'mochko. But you see, Gavishvu, a person is nishba with the Shema Kadosh Baruch Hu, Lefi Akinoi, Rachum Chanun. This is something that you could be mochek, right? There are shiva shemos she'enam nimchakim. The Gemara in Shavuos, quoted by the Rambam in Yisodei HaTorah. The Rambam quotes in Yisodei HaPerek Vav. Kol ma'abed shem in Hashemos HaKadoshim HaTaorim Shnikru Ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lokum in HaTorah. Ibatem if Shema min amokam ahulu osasuk in Hashem okich min yisur del raisa olav of mechikas Hashem. The Rambam continues in Halacha Beis. Shiva Shem Hashem. What are the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that may not be erased? Yisur del raisa to erase them. This is pure, real shame. It's not what we call shame sometimes, just whatever. But mamish shameless that we, the yisur mechikas Hashem, Hashem shenichtav yud kei vav kei, hu Hashem hamefores. Oh, hanichtav alet 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 nun yud, two, the kale, Aleph Lamed, Eloka, Elokin. The Ram brings Ekya also, Aleph K, Aleph Heyute, Bishakai Utsvakos. Those are the Shemos. Koa Mochi Gatu Os Achas, Mishiva Shemos, Eloka. Rachum, Chanun, all these are Kinuyim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no Issa Mechika. Gabi Shvua, it could be that that's counting as a Shvua. Gabi Shvua Spitoi, if you're over the Shvua, Shvua Shav. So he says, Mutu Mochko, but Hanishba is a Shvua. Hachinami Yeshu Omar, the Lashon Laz, Mutu Mochko, but it's a Shvua B'Shem. So that's where Rabbi Akiva started saying, so maybe there would be an Isser. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan was planning, that some people say, he met Rabbi Akiva Eger, that you can have an Isser of Eskaras Hashem with Rachmana, but he didn't agree. So that's Rabbi Akiva Eger's Shuvah, Simon Chafhei. Rav Moshe deals with this, and he has this interesting couple of angles on this. Let's look at Rav Moshe's tshuva. It should know that this is, again, it's a tumult, it's a very big tumult. Just give you another marimakum or two on this. The Pesachic tshuva on the Yerodea Hilchas Chala. Shin Chav Ches. Again, some issue where it's a shy, whether you have to make a brach or not. So it's interesting. He has another solution. We'll come to Rav Moshe in a second, Rav Moshe, but just to tell you, Pesachic Tshuva quotes different tshuva from different makoros. So in the beginning here of Sfim Shin Chav Ches, Abir Chaschala, the bracha of Afresh Chaschala, he says in the beginning, he says, in Os Aleph, in the beginning, middle, Harotza lehachmir lehafrish gam bibracha. You have a situation where you're not making a bracha, but you want to make a bracha, but you can't. So he has the following suggestion. Yasek asher kibalti mirabosai b'chol kahai gavna. Sheyom aderech tefila psukim shel. We say in the morning, Vayivarach davet Hashem, leni kolkov, yom adibrocha ta Hashem, elkei Yisrael, avinu. Keep going. But you say avinu, by the way, it goes up before. So Yisrael avinu, that's where you put it. Kei Yisrael avinu, me'el me'at olam, b'cha Hashem, abdullah, abdura, teferes, so now you said Shem and you said Malchus. You said a pasuk. What interesting suggestion. So he suffik hafresh eschala brach or not, say the pasuk by Baruch David until Lecha Hashem hamamlacha. Finish the pasuk if you want also. And then Baruch Hashem Tzivanu. So you've done. Moshe doesn't entertain this possibility. His issue was in Bruch Rachman. The Bekai Gav, Nalekach Shash Bracha Vatala. The Kasav Od, the Medivay Apni Yeshua Bracha Staf Yud Beis, Nere the Yachal Om Bruch Rachman of Mara Asher Tzivan Al Hafish Chala. The Kamkin Lekach Skoras Hashem Malchus Vatala, Kim Shul Belash and Targum. And yet Yashay Dei Bracha. Ach Ein Dvar Mokhrachim, the Yeshu Omar, Lashon Epistle Tshuva. He's quoting from someone. She was preestablished. So he has an Eitzah from Vayivarach David, which he sounds like that might be better. But with Bich Rachmana, he's also suggesting that there is an issue of Shem Levatal. The Lokar HaShulchan. The Moshe comes at it from a different direction. It's at the end of Simon Mem in Or Chaim Chel Dalet. This was a number of small little responses to his Talmud Muvak, Rabbi Chaim Greenblatt, who was in Memphis for many, many years. He lived there just saw the last few years of his life. He was a nephew of him, not the Greenblatt. People know it was recently published, very special. I remember visiting with him in Memphis many years ago. He's an incredible person. Vast Hamachacham, he corresponded with people all over the world. He had many volumes of Shubas called Ribos of Ryan. And so he's constantly in my this Moshe, Kiyadua. So 1979, Tashin Lam the test before Shavuos. So he's a random Yanim, 27 little, small little Yanim about different things, mostly Hilchos Brachos type issues. So he has at the very end, Chav Zayin, Va'ata Echto Dvar Katsa Lemaisa. And see it, and you have it, right? Ra'isi ba'aruch ha'shulchan, the Siman Reis Beis Sif Gimel, and we read it the other day together. Is there here's another copy. Avi. Sheyesh takana midina lo'tziat v'mikol safik bracha achrona, diyoma brich rachmana mara malka diyoma barin nefashas ha'gmira, until the end. What do you do? You're starting with brich rachmana until malka diyoma, and then barin nefashas. So again, so far the only challenge we've mentioned is the possibility that there is a notion of Hasgaras Shem Batala, even though it would be Muta Lemochko. You have to know if that's correct or not. That was maybe of Kiv Egas Mashmos. Moshe comes with it from a different angle. First of all, he says, in the way that the Aruch HaShulchan is constructing it. So it comes out, you have half the bracha, v'lashem laz, until the equivalent malcha olam, and the rest of the bracha, v'lashem hakodesh. What do we find? You're allowed to make a bracha, v'lashem laz. What did the Gemara have in Binyamin Raya? He made the entire bracha, v'lashem laz. Marei dahai pita. So Rav Moshe is interesting, this, no one knows Chinese in this direction. Rav Moshe has an interesting chiddush. What does Haskaras HaShem mean in bracha? Shame can mean different things. Shame can mean shame on the forest that we pronounce as Aleph Dalet. The Kriya of Yud Kei Vav Kei is Aleph Dalet. There's also the range of Shemos Aveinam Nuchakim, the seven that we mentioned in the Rambam. There was the Sharet Sin we saw yesterday that mentioned that. Shachet Tzvakos. Then you have the Kinuyim, Rachum Chanun, and so on. Now you have Rachmana that we see in our Gemara. In Bavel, that's before Tekash Baruch, and then we've come back soon enough to Hamakom. Right? That was another example of a kinui. Says Rav Moshe, Pashut the in Lisbach Hazeh Klal. He doesn't give any credence to this. Shari hu tamua ma'od, the bracha hatzricha davka shem ha-meforash. So right away you see Moshe is arguing on what we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, the Sharet Tzion, right? Because he's assuming, when we say Haskaras HaShem in a bracha, which shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The shame of Yud Kei Vav Kei that we pronounce Adnus. We are allowed out of Eretz Yisrael to pronounce Yud Kei Vav Kei only in the way that it's that we pronounce it, not the way that it's read, not the way that it's written. So therefore, says Rav Moshe Kedava Pashut. Okay, so Yomar Baruch Atashakai. Okay, the Melech Olam. Or Baruch Atatzvakos Elokeinu. So where did we see otherwise again? Sharet Sion. Where was the Sharet Sion that we saw yesterday? Where was that Reish Shadali? No? The bottom there? He assumed. Remember? Hezra. Who remembers? Where do we see it? Sharet Sion. What? Reish Shadali and Sharet Sion. Gimel. Near Pasha the Mizkir, Eza Shem, Yeshiva Shem, Moshin Machab, you have to be the Logara Mirachmana. But Moshe is going to have to figure out why it's worse than Rachmana. But that's what he says. And then Moshe says, no, Shem on the forest dask. The Koshkein, Shilo Shayach, Chayatzak, Shioma, Baruch Ata, Rachmachan, and Elokeinu, Shem Hashem Klau. Now, they are ready, but Sharet Sion didn't acknowledge, right? What Sharet Sion said about using the name Rachum? So here it's mashma only the same as the Yehem Nimchakim. It's mashma that the Kinuyim would not count. And what else did he mention back in, was it Kufs, by Hamotzi? That Harachaman wouldn't work. You say Harachaman at the end of benching. Let's use Harachaman in lieu of the Shem Hashem. By Bechsamazim, by Hamotzi? Where do we see that? In the Sharet Sion, that Harachaman doesn't work? That's in Kuf Samach Zayin Os Nun. Mistava de lo yatsa, ze enos mosha kadosh baruch. So harachaman wouldn't work, mistava rachab wouldn't work either. For the Mishnebura. But what would work for the Mishnebura? What would work? Shakai, Tzvakos, all the Shemus and Mechad. But Moshe says no. You can't use anything but Shem and Mephoresh, and certainly you can't use a kinui. So now, the in came, the hechrach mashit, so what's bich rachmana? The hechrach, mashe bichrach mana yatsa, who mishum, the kevan de mevarech bechol lashon yatsa, rachmana belashon arami hu ikir hashem. Ah, this is a parallel track that you can mevarech bechol lashon. So now, if you're doing Aramaic, so then you do the whole bracha in lashon aramis. So if you take the bracha lashon aramis, then what is shem hashem as spoken in Lashon Aramis, Rachman. So it's going to only work if you do the entire bracha in Aramis. So then the translation goes from Shem Hashem to Rachmana. The Shem HaMeforesh is required with Lashon HaKodesh. But if you're doing bracha by Lashon Laz, then the Lashon Laz of Aramaic would be Rachmana. Shemkin, Lashon HaKodesh says, El Shomer, Kol HaBracha, B'Lashon Aramis, K'di Yisrkein, B'Lashon HaKodesh, Taina is, you can't be better off if you use a bracha blessing a kodesh and you use rachmana in lieu of shema meforesh. How could rachmana, when you're making blessing a kodesh, be any better than what? Than rachum? Now, Mishnah Berurah is going to have to respond to this, right? But this is Rav Moshe's taina. Elamai, what's his word? But if you say the entire bracha blessing last, what would you say according to Rav Moshe Chaim? If you said a bracha in English, so what would you do? What?
The English translation of Shema for us.
Which is, no, that's what you're going to say. No, Rachmana is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Aramaic. So what's the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in, I don't know, what do you say? Hashem?
The Lord.
What? H-A-S-H-E-M? No, what?
The Almighty Lord.
I don't know, it's a good question. Rav Moshe is saying that you can have a bracha b'lashon raz, and then you can use the translation of the Shem Hashem on the forest. So in Aramaic, it would be Rachman. I'm wondering, what would Rav Moshe say? If you made bracha b'lashon raz,
why would it not be God?
Maybe.
The merciful one.
Maybe God would be. Maybe God would be it. Maybe that would be God. What?
The Shach said God.
God, yeah, could be. What? What do you think? Yeah. Well, what's close call? Okay, so where are we holding the Moshe? So, Shem, B'lashon HaKodesh, there's no Eitzah except Shem HaMeforesh. You can't mix and match. The Eitzah that the Tisrei Tshuva brought might work. Baruch David, it's Hashem, when he called Kol, Baruch Tosh, Kis Avinu, 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 Hashem, to betrayas, Neitzach, Baruch. Maybe that's the Lashon HaKodesh, and you said Hashem HaMeforesh. Okay, keep that in mind. That was the Tisrei Tshuva in the Chazal. But to say Brich Rachmana and then to go shift to Asna Kodesh, then you can't do it because he holds Shema Meforesh. And again, it's tiny is because when you say Rachmana, why would that be better than Rachum? What would you have to say for the Mishnah Berurah? Rachmana is better than Rachum. Rachmana becomes a mamish a shame, even from at least Hochas Brachas wise. But now Rav Moshe still has to address another consideration. Okay, so you can't use the Eitz of the Aruch HaShulchan the way he constructed it. Do a half and half to mix and match. Okay, so why not do the whole bracha, the Lashon HaRamis? Va'af, that's the next paragraph. Va'af, im yomar gam kol nusach ha-bracha b'Lashon HaRami, harei shayach mashachidesh, then he could, but he could relate to what he's saying. She'az lekach shash bracha b'atala, im neima kashach yoredei, kofayin tes yodalek. Degot b'Lashon Ashkenaz, what's it called, boga? What did you say it was? Boga, B'lashon Poland, B'lashon with the Limchok. So now, where could the Aruch HaShulchan maybe still have grounds to be stand on? If you not switch to Borei Nefashos, but you stay with, again, whatever you'll say to translate to Aramis, from Borei Nefashos Abba Chesrona, or the gist of it, and you go with the Shach that they're quoting, that you can say many times the equivalent of Hashem Hashem in the Lashon Ashkenaz, so you say Rachmana, and stay with the Nusach HaBar and the Freshers in Aramaic. B'neima shekemokin mutar gam eskiru al-chinam. In other words, again, because you could separate, like Kiv'ega did, that maybe Mechikas Hashem and Askaras Hashem don't automatically go together. The Kiv'ega was saying maybe it's not usher to be mochik, but you can be maskirit. It's still eskaru al-vatala. So he says, you'll say no, that it's mutar limchok and mutar eskiru. So fizeh, גם רחמנה שבלשן הרמי הוא עיקר השם, מותר למחוק, הוא הזכיר החינן, ומקום מוק יצא בברכה. ואפשרך לומר, שכן סובר החשוכן. He assumes that way, that there's no Haskara Lohakala to say Rachmana multiple times. Okay, the concept Sham Archishochan, he quotes the Russian, Vu Yachalomar, Vah Yachalomar Rachmeya Pa'amim. Okay, that's what Archishochan assumed, that there's no Haskara Hashem of Atala to say Rachmana multiple times. But, Hachavas Yorah Shevi Begulim Mashab Bissim Kufayin Tes Yorah Shochanach Yoredeo Pischei Tshuva Eish Ein Reish Vav Sikon Yer Aleph She Oser Limchok HaMestavish Oser Gam Loma Bi Alma Shelo Levrach. In other words, there are those who argue on the Shach and they say it's Oser Limchok, and then you can't say it either. And being the Mishabura the Shem B'Lashon Raz Gigon Gat B'Lashon Atzkenaz Oboga B'Lashon Poland Rusio Kai Gavna Apsha Shem Zainab Kedusha B'Osios Ksiv Oso Muta Limochko like the Shach. Nikol Malcolm Yeshbum Shemizayin Baskaras. Malcolm Tinofis. It shouldn't say it in a not clean place. Mishochan Aruch HaGras, Mishochan Arav Sham, B'Siv Gimel. Harei Sovrim, the Av Rashach, Shemata, Limchok Shemos Shalaz. Even though the Shachot Yolad B'Mochik, those names, Ashvi Milas Kiram, B'Mokim Tinofes, Leskim Vatolah. You can't say it in an unclean place, you can't say it L'Vatolah. B'Chei Noagim, we know this. She'en Maskirin L'Vatolah, Shemos Hashem Yisbarach, Shadolash and Laz. We try not to say L'Vatolah, just those names. Shimkin Gamrach Mana Shabashna Rami, who Iker al Shem Hashem Isbarach, Engaskir Vatal, Shemaskir Kabanas Hashem. We know it's when you're saying it's done, we're learning Shia, so I'm saying the word Rachmana is part of the Sugi. That's not. That is when you want to mask with Kabanas Hashem, just I want to mask Hashem Rachmana for the sake of saying Hashem Hashem. Maybe not. Maybe the Asr. Ukshimas, and when you're saying for the Bracha, obviously, what's your clear intention? What's your clear intention for Askaras Hashem? So then, there is a problem. Shemaskir said the bracha rivade who kavanas Hashem. Shemkin asa l'shulchan aruch harav. That's the shulchan aruch harav, the Baal HaTanya. Or Mishnah Berura v'koshin shachadas yor she'osa limchok. Not like the shach, it's certainly a problem. She'osa haskir v'atola. So again, you have the shach. Maybe then it's mutar haskir, but maybe it's still aser. And if you don't go to the shach, then it's for sure aser haskir. So if that's the case, shemkin le'akolat hakanazu b'makom sheish l'safik bracha. So the first time of Rav Moshe was, you can't do it by mixing and matching, even if you assume all the assumptions that he has about the heter to say Rachmana. But in Lashon HaKodesh, you need Shema Meforash. That's the first time. And if you do the whole thing, that's when you can say Rachmana as part of the whole bracha. But to do it misafik could be still a problem of Askaras Shem Batala, either because it's not like the Shach, it's Asim Mechika, or even if Elimut Mechika, but still be Aser Laskira. L'chein L'maisa, says Rav Moshe, Ein L'varach Misavik B'Shem B'Rich Rachmana, Ach, K'Shem Kol HaBracha B'Lashon HaRamis, D'lo K'Rach HaShulchan. B'Rach HaShulchan, K'Asav Shem B'Raisi, M'Shem K'Asav, D'Gam Zah B'Racha B'Atal, V'Lani Yuri Kal Kal, that's what R'Rach HaShulchan says, M'Ash K'Savti, M'Ach HaVas Yor, U'Mishuch Noch HaRab, M'Shem Tabura, V'Gam Shinogim K'Ein Nochan, M'Ash K'Asav, D'Hu B'Racha B'Atal, and that is his conclusion. So this is a very interesting, short, little tshuva of Moshe relating to Zoch HaShulchan. So again, the issue still is an open issue. I'm sure there's a lot more you can bring on either side of it, but this is a very interesting discussion, very interesting. Yeah, Avi.
So Moshe's time now, I guess, the maskar of the Gemara with the Kamash Malam of Iran, that Kamash Malam, and even if you don't say the full Nasach in Lashon Lazer, or like it's something good.
The Gemara's issue was if you're saying it, the Lashon Laz, and not exactly matched up to the, you know, the details of the bracha of the Nusach Hashanah Kodesh. That's a different part. In other words, when you say, for example, the Bakal Birchas Hazan, Mar Da Hipita, you're not saying anything equivalent to Hu Nosim Lechem Chobasa Kilom Chazdo B'Tuba Gadol Tam Duchas Salanu Mazin Lom Va'ed. You're not really matching the Nusach, you're just matching a certain theme, and yet that's the chiddush that also works. That's the Gemara. That's the Pashup Shat in the words of the Gemara. But that's the Diyev. It's still okay. Okay, but now we're discussing the notion of Askaras Hashem. So how did Rachmana work? So again, Rachmana works B'Lashon HaRami, according to Moshe, only when the entire bracha is B'Lashon HaRami. What about other Shemos, if you sing B'Lashon HaKodesh? So according to Moshe, you can't stick Rachmana in and mix it, match it with the Rosh HaKodesh. Apparently, according to the HaShulchan, you could. Again, the question is about using a different Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just Shem HaMeforash. The Mishnah thinks that the Yevad Yuhar Yod say, if it's a Shem of one of the Shem of She'en HaNim Chokin, the seven that we mentioned, Shachet, Tzvokos, and so on. But Moshe thinks not. Even the Mishnah Berurah, who says Rachmana works, would say that Harachaman doesn't work. That is interesting. So what makes Rachmana better than Rachum and Harachaman? Apparently because Rachmana became so embedded in the consciousness of Lomde Tamadavli, I don't know, somehow that's, you know, I don't know. I don't know what to say exactly. What would be the part? Yes, eight.
Why is Ramosha changing above the assumption that because the Shach writes that it would be usher to erase Hashem Hashem Balashon Chol?
The Shach says it's mutter to erase.
Sorry, so that would be, it would be mutter, so therefore it would be mutter to say Levatala. Right, and then why is now is he changing?
No, because he says, you have the Chavasiyah, he quotes the Chavasiyah here that says even, that argues on the Shach, first of all, and says it's usher limchok, and then he says, even if you say it's mutter limchok, but this is a kibegi, he doesn't call it a kibegi, he could have, that even if it's mutar limchok, but it's asa lahaskir.
Why would that be?
That's one of the students of Machikas Hashem Eskar Hashem. It doesn't have to line up. It could be, that's what the Kibbeger quotes here, the Shulah Chafei, that just like you find that it can count as a Shvua, if you're Nishba with one of those Kinuyim, so then it could be Asur Eskar. Now, Chora Rakh Lechanun, we don't find. I don't know, maybe you argue that would also be Asur Eskar, Levatal, I don't know. But it doesn't always have to line up. What's us at Mutar Limchol doesn't automatically mean it's Mutar Lehaskir. That's the second issue. So one number one, maybe the Shach is, you don't have to hold it the Shach, hold it now at the Shach, it's usher to be mochek Shem Hashem. Those who are choshesh for G-O-D not to write it is because of that. You had the Shach Mechikas Hashem on Rosh and Raz. If you hold it, it's not Mechikas Hashem. So then the only question would be just saying it without any purpose. That called the batal. Now you have to know, so where do you draw the line? Can you make a bracha with the lashon of rachum or not? What if you say Hashem? Hashem. If anything, Hashem is very much what's on our list. We talk about is Kaddish Baruch Hu, Hashem. Can you say Kaddish Baruch Hu? Baruch Atah Kaddish Baruch Hu, Keinu Melech HaOlam. Is that as far as Hashem? It's a kinui. Ribono Shel Olam, Baruch Atah Ribono Shel Olam, Keinu Melech HaOlam. But I want to go now with a segue a little bit. I'll bring that up and then we'll pause and then we'll sort of elaborate a little bit more on this because there's a lot to talk about. And that really is the Baruch HaMakom part of the Sugya. There's a lot to talk about, but we'll say for now for 5 minutes and we'll take it another level. What do you make of Baruch HaMakom, Shabra? That's for sure, according to the Rav Meir, and we may hold that Rav Meir, right? That's the whole Shaila, the Rishonim who passed like Rav Meir. Would say that you can have Baruch HaMakom Shabra and that counts as a bracha. Interesting, as we know it numerous times, it never gets born in Shulchan Aruch, which might mean that the Shulchan Aruch really is not passing like Rav Meir, because Rav Yossi argues in Baruch HaMakom, and yet Baruch HaChman apparently Rav Yossi would accept. That could be one way to think about it. But the Mishnah Berurah added, that was right in the first sermon, Sukkot Samach Zayin. Right, umashma b'shas, the last words of Sivkot Nun Gimel and Kum Samach Zayin in Mishnah Berurah, umashma b'shas, tehu adin amama baruch hamakom melech haolam shebar paseh. So notice a few things. He's paskening baruch hamakom, but he is adding malchus. And that's the same way, for example, that Rachmana needed melech haolam. Again, Shulchan Aruch only mentioned melech, not haolam, in two or three places, but we have to know that was also part of it. But you needed to say Rachmana plus Melech HaOlam. So if you're going to go with the Shita of Rameir and Paskin that Baruch HaMakom works, it doesn't say Melech HaOlam in the Gemara. So you have to put it in. That's what he does. But HaMakom he seems to be okay with. That's Haskar HaShem. Melech HaOlam you have to add. This is what he says over here at the end of Sivkan Negev. Even though it's not mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, he explains himself on the bottom in the Sharet Siyun. Nun Beis. After Shamudas Rav Meir. So who says we hold the mayor? The answer is some people, some Rishonim say we hold the mayor. How kasev some harash and shari shoinim? Who do we see it in the Rosh, the Rashba, the Lachik Rav Meir? So Mishnah Berurah is on a limb saying that it's mashba that you could be yotzei with the yevet with Baruch HaMakom, and that makes us also wonder what where is that? Where is that fit? Baruch HaMakom, Melech HaOlam, and whatever else you say. That's a good bracha to the other. You say rachum? No. Say harachaman? No. Baruch HaMakom? Better. Interesting. No. That is an interesting thing. By the way, there are certainly has a suffix. What's a suffix? The continuation there. Come up, Mr. Paki. What is he wondering about? Efser didavka bizmanam shaykarim lashem yibrach b'lashem zeh. What does he want to say here? What is his stuff? He's not saying for sure no good, but he's wondering. Maybe only this manam shaykram. What does he mean? What does he want with this? What?
At the Rachmana, at the Talmud Babli.
Just like Rachmana, the Lashon Arami has become like very much embedded in the language. Bavel for sure, and maybe for all the long day Talmud Bavli, that Rachman is always understood to be Hashem Hashem. So this that Rameir holds that Baruch HaMakom Shevra works is because in their time that's how they refer to HaKadosh Baruch. So suddenly it becomes very sociological based. In other words, we don't normally refer to HaKadosh Baruch constantly, but the name's Rachman. I would say Rachman and Benching one after the other, Rachman and Rachman, Rachman, I don't know.
Maybe that's before why Rav has to say Yotza to the case of Yamin Raya, because now he's deviating from what Rav Meir used to do. So now that changing it to
Meir, but we don't know if Rav is Rav Meir. We don't want to say Rav is Chiddush is like Rav Meir.
No, not saying he's like Rav Meir, but it could be that meaning in a previous time it was Hamakom, and so now that Yamin Raya is using Rachmana, so now Rav has to tell him Yotza because that wouldn't know.
I mean, tell me Rav Meir and not versus Amarayim. I don't know. I mean, what's Bismanam? Bismanam means Bismanat Tanoim. What's the cutoff? When did it stop? I mean, the Tanoim, yes. You have Baruch HaMakom from the Neschos of that time, for sure. Chazal referred to Kadosh Baruch Hu as Makom. And we have it in Haggadah, which is ancient. Baruch HaMakom, Baruch Hu. We have it in Mishnayos, in various Mishnayos. Baruch HaMakom, Baruch Hu also in the Sechta Nidos at the end. You have expressions, Baruch HaMakom. But what is he saying? Because it's not as frequent that we would use it, so maybe not, but he doesn't want to say for sure. So this also requires a hesitant. So I'll end with this, and then we'll pick up from this. And this Pasha, this Chayim this year. There's a Sefer, one of the Achronim, called Shneimar Mishnaso, and the Masifta, they quote it a lot, the back. So one Xerox to the pages from that. I forget who the Machaber is. Shema Mishnasa. You can check who the Machaber is. Here's what he writes on Hamakom. The Gemara Abaye says, Kavasi de Rav Nistavra. So he wants to go a step beyond Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah said that what else would work besides what's mentioned in Shulchan Aruch? Baruch HaMakom what? Baruch HaMakom Melech HaOlam. It could be, I think that maybe I saw this in the Ritva, maybe in Hilchos Brachos, he also says like that. That if you're going to say Baruch HaMakom, so Makom is good for Haskaras Hashem, but if you need Malchus, then what would you need to say? Melech HaOlam. That's Mishnah Berurah says it could be the Ritva in Hilchos Brachos. I'm not sure, but you can double check for me. So, if you assume that you need, let's go with Makom is Haskaras Hashem. Kinuyim are okay, at least this kinuy is okay. What happened to Melech HaOlam? So you need it. Abaye comes along and says, Rav and Rav Yochanan Machlokes, Haskaras Hashem or also Malchus. So what did Abaye say? Kavasei the Rav Nisdavra, because of the Mishnah Raisa, Lovart Mitzvah Shachachti, Melahaske Shimcha Olah, but doesn't say Malchus. So he asks, why did Rav have to go jumping to Mishnah Maaseh Sheni, let's say? He could have quoted the case of Rav Meir and Rav Yossi. A Baruch HaMakom Shebra. Does it say in the Braisa, the Ilu, what doesn't it say? Melech HaOlam, Lo Katani. Why do you have to go to a Mishnah in Maaseh Sheni? Being a Rav, in fact, it doesn't mention, again, Rav Yossi says the whole thing doesn't work. But meanwhile, whatever works for a Meir, it doesn't say Melech HaOlam. So right to Rav. So he wants to be a chiddush. He says, you know what? I'll tell you that Makom works not just for Haskaras Hashem, which we're still trying to figure out ourselves. It works for Melech HaOlam. And here's what he says. Here's his Rashi. And we'll pause after this, okay? And we'll talk further, okay? V'had lo maisi mibraisa debaruch HaMakom Shebra de'le'el de'lespa malchus. Mishim bikinui zeh. The kinoy of Makom, Mora, what does it indicate? Shesovev umemalek b'chol ha'olamus. That Kadosh Baruch Hu encompasses and completely fills all the worlds. V'les asar panui minei af ba'olam hatachton. There is no place that is missing, empty of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, even in the lower worlds. Ki kinoda liyodei chen. As is known to Yodei Chen, another way of expressing people who are Osek Benistaros, Chachmas Hanister, Yodeche. Vahavi Mamish Kimo Hashem Echad. De Amrinan Le'el, quote in Tosis by us, right? The Avi Malchus. Ubatlu kol pilpulei hatzlach bazeh. If you look at Tzlach is mayrech on this question. How does Hamalkam work? How does Kores Hashem, Malchus? And that does seem to be mentioned in Hemshach HaGemara with Malchus and Kores Hashem. We just passed on it. Malchum. He says that's the answer. The answer is Kinui Zem Moresh is so big when Mali Kol Halamos Vlesa Sarponimine Abo Matachdom Davi Mamish Kimo Hashem Echad. Take a breath. We'll pick up in another minute. Yeah?